you're gonna play.
But if you wanna stay in shape,
well, you better hit the
Gymwits.
That's right, man.
Welcome to the Gymwits Podcast. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Gymwits. So, Justin, as you know, I have a new book out, Free Weight Training Anatomy. So it's basically an illustrated guide to free weight training. And free weights basically involve dumbbells, barbells, kettlebells, sandbags, so all kind of free movements. So you're in control of every aspect of the movement.
Theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically. So combined with that, I had a question that we were going to use for an Ask the Trainer edition, but I thought this would make a good podcast subject, which is basically what's better, free weights or machines? So for the purposes of the discussion, we're talking about, again, free weights like barbells, kettlebells, things like that, or the machines. So the machines we're talking about, basically anything that guides you through the movement. So any the number of machines that are in the gym that basically say, you know, this is the chest machine or the lat pull down or the rowing machine, whatever it is, what's more effective basically using the free weights or the machines? And I thought it was another good way for me to throw in another pitch for my book, which is out on Amazon and in Barnes & Noble if you want to go to
Barnes & Noble. Everyone check it out. Great information there.
So anyway, that was a question. So I guess we'll give a little background. So again, free weights would include the idea being anything where you're essentially in control of all the movement and gravity provides your resistance. I mean, it's going to provide resistance for machines, but in a different way. So basically, a free weight exercise is anything where you're using some kind of external device that's not connected or controlled by something else. So you're basically, with a barbell, you grab it, the movement of the barbell is completely dependent on how you move and what you do with it. It's not going to go anywhere but the direction you move it. Versus a machine, where if you, let's say you sit down on a chest press machine, when you sit down, it only goes in one direction. You know, it's only going to go forward and back. Or if it's a shoulder press machine, up and down, it's going to guide you through that motion. Okay. So, you know, it's a common question I get asked, which is better to do. And it's not a black and white, you know, kind of a question. So
now, wouldn't some of it be of what's quote unquote better have to do with what your goals are, whether it's your aesthetic looks, strength, endurance? Don't all those factors of what you're looking to achieve, wouldn't that partially factor into what would you rather exercise with?
To an extent, I think for the most part, if we're going to say just what's better, I think the majority of people or professionals will say free weights are better, quote unquote, better
for various reasons.
But there are definitely reasons to use both, and there are advantages to each, and there are some disadvantages to each. So I think we're going to talk about that today. It's going to be pretty quick.
So the big thing that always came to mind with free weights versus machines, and I've been hearing it for years, is your stabilizer muscles. Mm-hmm. Is that by using free weights, because you don't have a machine or a device that is helping you perform the motion or is just allowing you to perform one motion, you have to use various other muscles in order to execute whatever the lift or exercise that you're doing.
Yeah. All right. So I guess that was something I was going to get into a little bit later. We'll get into that now. Okay. So basically, let's say machines. What are the cons of using a machine? So as I mentioned, the machine guides you through the motion. So by guiding you through the motion, you don't have to, there's less control that's required. So that means that if it's let's say a chest press as an example, the pectoral muscles can do most of the work because I don't have to worry about stabilizing because it's only going in one direction. I just have to push and it's going that way.
What is stabilizing?
So stabilizer muscles are basically the muscles that, in addition to your primary muscle that's working, let's say again the chest, the muscles in the shoulder, the triceps, they're all going to help stabilize that movement and keep control.
So it allows you to sort of hold, so for instance, in a bench press or a chest lift, it allows you to sort of hold the bar in a certain position so that your chest
exactly
is able to do.
So you know what? I'm gonna backtrack for a second. We're gonna go to free weights. We're gonna start with that. So if you're using a free weight, right, and I'm bench pressing, I'm lying on my back and I'm pressing up, the chest is providing most of the power output for that movement. Now there's some assistance from other muscles, like the front of the shoulders, the triceps are helping, but there are a lot of other muscles that are making sure that motion straight up and down, and that the arm doesn't rotate back, or the arms don't move to the side, or you don't rotate your whole body, so the stabilizer muscles are basically keeping control of the joints so that it goes in the motion or in the direction that you want it to go. So with the free weight, I'm using not only the main muscle, the primary muscle, but I'm using a lot of other muscles that are working to keep you stable. So this goes into the benefits of free weight training, which is it's just functional. So in just everyday life, you're providing, for the most part, you're not being guided through motions. You're deciding how you're going to move. So you're using stabilizer muscles, you're using balance, you have to use exercise a certain amount of control over your movements because the world is generally not guiding you through the movement. So when you're doing a free weights are typically more, you know, functional, which is that buzzword we come back to, but it's more natural. It's using your body to dictate the motion. So a free weight exercise, one of the benefits is that free weights are going to be more functional because, again, you have to rely on your entire body for control. Another benefit of doing like free weight exercises is that you get to go through the full range. Because you're going through the full, you have full control over the range of motion of the movement. So if it's a bench press, you can go all the way down and all the way up if that's how you want, or you can go anywhere in between. So you have, you know, the full range of motion for that movement. Also with free weights, there's, you know, almost unlimited number of exercises you can do.
Sure.
As long as you understand where the body is and how you have to position yourself to do exercises, you're not limited by any number of movements. You know, you can take one pair of dumbbells and they're just thousands upon thousands, you know, upon, you know, millions, if you really go get down to it, of different exercises and different movements that you can produce with just a simple pair of dumbbells. Yep. So, you know, their free weights are allow you more functional movement, but they're just, and it's also just easier to use. You can use dumbbells anywhere. Like, sure. you have a pair of dumbbells in your apartment, and you're able to get a full workout
sure.
at home. You just have to know what you're doing.
Now
or
that
buy
I,
my book.
Well, it's funny. Now that I joined the gym next door, my dumbbells moved to Atlantic City, where I have no way of working out. So I brought my physio ball and my weights down there. So when I'm down in Atlantic City, I have a way to work out.
Okay, cool. Good. Well, yeah, that's it. This gives you, you know, so it's definitely more flexible to do free weights and body weight. You just kind of, there's a certain amount of skill required, which is one of the cons to free weight exercises. So we get to
another thing. It's quite inexpensive.
It's inexpensive too.
Those dumbbells cost me $80.
Yeah,
and no, I can do a million workouts.
They're unwieldy. Like if you have the plate loaded dumbbells, it could be kind of, you know,
annoying.
Yeah, they're a little bit annoying. You have to load them up now, but there are alternatives.
The block ones are a little expensive.
Power blocks can be expensive, but this is Bowflex ones that are in a mid range price, you know, price. So you can find a way. There's a workaround. Now, some of the negatives, potential negatives for free weights, but these are really not negatives as much as they're negatives with anything that requires time or commitment.
Sure.
So there's a certain amount of skill required for free weights. You, in order to do it, because you're working the stabilizer muscles, you need, your form has to be proper. You have to be in the right position to do a movement so that it doesn't injure yourself. So understanding
the
form, understanding
the
technique is important too, because now you're involving a lot of muscles that wouldn't be involved if you're doing the same exercise on a machine. So skill becomes an issue. You do kind of have to have the right form and the right skill, which means practicing it with light enough weights that you can get the movement down and understanding how to move the body properly. So that's, again, not really a negative unless you're
a
complete beginner.
Negative.
It's a potential negative where if you're a complete beginner, you want to make sure you either work with a trainer or work with somebody that can help guide you.
Especially
in the right
doing
way.
More complicated lifts like
yeah,
a squat or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
Like
if you're going to do
like
squats or deadlifts.
Injury,
yeah. Something that does.
Back,
yeah.
lower back, stuff like that.
Exactly. So then you really do want to have somebody help you out, make sure you have the right form or just study it and practice with light weights and look at yourself in a mirror. So that's a potential con. Okay, the other thing I said, like, so kind of connected to the skill I mentioned already, like form and control. So you, because you're in complete control, you're in complete control. So if you can't handle the weight, you know, it can become problematic. So you really need to make sure that you're confident in the movement and in what you're doing, which means practicing with lighter weights. There is potential for injury if you don't know what you're doing. So if you're not moving properly or if you don't have the right stability and you're using too heavy weights, shoulder joint injuries are common.
Stuff.
So it's, you definitely need to be careful. And then the other problem with it is if with some exercises, you may need a spotter. And so if you don't know, if you don't have a spotter there, or if you're, you know, shy like me and you don't want to ask somebody, like, you may have an issue of having to actually find somebody to spot you. So that's another potential con with free weights. But again, it's not really a negative thing. It's just, It comes with the territory.
It's
so something
it
once you get comfortable with it, you know, these all these negatives kind of get thrown out the window. Like, you know, you don't really need to be lifting heavy enough that you have to have a spotter unless you have a goal, you know, a very specific goal. But in that case, you probably aren't going to be questioning the value of free weights versus machines. Do you have anything to add from your own experience?
Yeah, I think that you
specifically
covered
with free weights.
So, well, with free weights, it's just the, you know, the range of motion. Also, when you start to get into stuff like kettlebells, like you can do these compound motions, these big full body motions, and that you just can't get with machines.
Yeah.
So, like, you could do big swings. You can do exercises that involve momentum,
yeah,
which is an important aspect and is becoming it's a little trendy right now. But the use of momentum is very valuable, yeah, and you just can't do that with a lot of machines. There's no way to use momentum. There's no way to use explosivity. Like, let's say you were to do a press where you're exploding through. It's just not the same. Like the fact that you or a full, you know, like or a clean and press where you're using your full, yeah, body to do something. I think that those are big advantages to free weights, is that you can go through these big range of motions.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's definitely a function that you can't get with machines, because they generally guide you into one range. But you can get a certain level of explosiveness depending, yeah, on the machine. But that's it. It's really like free weights allow for functional movements and allow you to do things that just a machine is only going to give you one movement. And so it's not as practical and doesn't apply as much to life and sports. So now we'll get to machines. So a lot of the cons and pros to machines are going to be the opposite,
sure,
for free weights, but we'll go through them. And machines aren't bad. There's definitely some pros to it. So first is just ease of use.
Sure.
If it's your first day in the gym, it's much easier to get a machine, which is going to have a nice little picture. It's going to show you what to do. You sit on it. It goes in one direction. It's really hard to get it wrong. Obviously, there are things you can get wrong using a machine, but it's much easier for somebody who's new to the gym to just jump in on a machine. So there is that element that just makes it easy. Yeah. So especially if somebody
safe, comfortable.
Yeah, so if someone I'm working with and it's the first time in the gym, and a lot of times people just aren't comfortable in the free weight area. I know tons of people who've been in the gym for years, but they just do cardio or they just do classes.
It's also intimidating from the other gym members.
Yeah, so a lot of times it's much easier to get them started by using the machines. Even though I prefer more free weights than machines, I'll set someone up on machines if I feel like that's going to be the easiest for them mentally to adjust and make the adjustment to using the kind of free the weight or strength training area of the gym. So you have that part. Second part, good and bad, is isolation. If you want to isolate a muscle, then the machines are great, because you'll be able to isolate whatever that
muscle
is.
They get you stronger. Like you're gonna,
yeah,
like doing a chest machine will help for your bench press eventually.
Yeah.
If you,
yeah,
make your chest stronger, it will help.
And it will isolate the muscles. Because you're not working as much on the stabilizers, you do get to focus on that muscle doing the work. And
so
you get to do
aesthetics,
which goes into the next thing, is if you're looking to lift heavy weights, you can lift really heavy weights with machines, because you don't have to, you eliminate the need to worry about the stabilizer muscles. Now, this is both a pro and a con. It's good if you want to just put up a lot of weight, or if you're trying to build a lot of muscle, then machines are going to be helpful, because that allows you to just push as much weight as you can without relying on the stabilizers.
Very interesting concept when it comes to that. So is pushing up a lot of weight without using stabilizers the same as pushing less weight with stabilizers, or are they not congruent in that way?
They don't connect as much, but
it's, if it's not strength,
I'm always
going to
say it's better. Well, it depends. It's you're strong on that exercise. Strength is about
exercise. It's just a weird concept.
Yeah, so strength, you get stronger in the range that you're moving and in the speed that you're working at. So in this case, if you get really good at just pressing on the machine, it translates a little bit to your actual bench press, but it's not going to translate that all as much as you would think.
Will it translate to your aesthetic?
Yes,
look?
It will. It'll help you build
so
your chest.
Pushing up a lot of weight with a chest press machine will definitely affect,
yes,
the way your muscles.
Now we'll get to why that's a con in a minute, which we've kind of already touched on. But so it will allow you to lift heavier weights in certain, you know, and focus on isolation. Now another pro is if you're dealing with rehabbing an injury, you know, let's say you have a bad knee injury, there may be a benefit to doing exercises that help you allow you to not worry about the stabilizers and just guide you through that range of motion. And then another benefit is that you don't need a spotter. So for most machines, you don't need a spot. So that helps that, you know, if you're by yourself, or you want to use heavy weights, but you're a little intimidated or you don't want to ask people to spot you, or you're worried that people may not be able to spot you, then the machines are an easier way to go to do that heavy, heavy weight that you can't do with the free weights. Now, as the negatives.
Well, I have actually a good pro before we get into the negatives. When it has to do with doing exercises with different weights, Like, for instance, if you want to do drop sets or supersets, like if you're doing for some endurance type thing, you just, and if you want to do like where you do like 20, where you do like 10 reps and then you do 15 reps and then you, when you keep dropping the weights, you just can't do that with dumbbells. You can't pick them up fast enough. But just the convenience of being able to pull out the pin and go boom, 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 and have to do that. That's sort of that whenever I were to use a machine, that's usually why. It's because I want to do one of those exercises where I drop in weight and just get a ton of reps.
Yeah, so if you're using some kind of different training protocol, like Justin mentioned drop sets, which is basically that. You do a certain amount of weight, as many reps as you can, and then when you can't do it, you lower the weight a little bit to allow you to do some more, and then you may drop it again and again. So things like that will, machines are definitely more practical because you can change the weight with the pin versus like free weights, so you may have to drop the weight and grab another one, or you may have to take the weight off of the bar to put it on. So that absolutely is one way in which you can, machines can be beneficial to your workout if you're doing a workout like that. Now to some of the negatives, I forgot to mention as a pro for the free weights, but we can tell it's typically not asymmetrical. So when you're doing a machine, it's both arms are doing the same thing. So with dumbbells, you can alternate arms. You can do one side. So again, you can focus on your balance. You work one side and then work the other. With machines, usually it's both arms working at the same time or both legs working at the same time. Not always, but a lot of the case.
They have the one where the press where you can do multi arms.
Yeah, they're more and more like that. And that's more of a pro for free weights, is that you can do one side versus another if you want. Now to some of the other cons, they're not functional, which we talked about. So again, a lot of these are just the opposite of the free weights, but most they don't allow you to use stabilizers. So just as you can lift heavier, you're not allowing yourself to work out your stabilizer muscles. So this also potentially can lead to overuse injuries. If I'm just doing I'm doing a press and I'm not working on the stabilizers, I'm building muscles, but I'm not building other assistant muscles and stabilizers that should be strengthened at the same time. So a lot of times if you build too much in one area and you don't reinforce it with everything else, that's a recipe for a potential injury. So there is that potential for injury. Also, a lot of machine exercises are seated, and a lot of times the seated position, if you're not doing it right and if you're not engaging your core properly, can lead to potential problems with the spine. So there's also the risk of injury if you're doing heavy weights and you're not focused on your positioning. There's a lot of strain on the spine that could potentially happen. So the risk of injury is ironically higher over a long period of time with machines than it is with free weights, assuming you're doing the free weights properly. And then the other part with machines is, and again, this is changing a little bit, but a lot of times it's kind of one size fits all or meant to be that way. So it'll fit the average person. But if you're really, really tall or really, really big or really, really short or really, really small, you won't quite fit the machine well. And so they're kind of built for, like I said, the average person. If you don't fit there, then sometimes they're just awkward and not easy for someone to use properly. So those are some of the negatives for machines. I think overall, a balance between the two is important. But I would say for a program, you want to weigh it heavier on the free weights because that's just more practical and applies more to your life.
So when it comes to particular muscle groups, does it make sense to, if you do want to use machines, to focus on certain muscle groups? For instance, like a bicep curl, doing a bicep curl with a machine. If really you're just focusing on your biceps, there's almost no difference between doing that and the free weights, as opposed to say a squat where you really want to do free weights with that. Would you say something like that? If you're doing like a small muscle group, like arms or something like that, the machine.
If it's aesthetics and you're isolating a muscle and that's your focus, like I want to build my biceps. And sure, the only problem actually with the bicep machine is making sure that you're positioned properly, because a lot of times like those preacher curl machines, they put your shoulder in a really bad position. So you're actually going to do more harm using that machine anyway. But in general, like if you want to isolate a muscle, then the machines are great for it because it takes everything else out. You're just focused on that muscle. So it can be helpful for aesthetics, but you want to make sure that you're balancing it with movements that require, the stabilizer muscles as well.
All right. So it's funny that we avoided this type of exercise machine, and it's somewhere in the middle. I'm wondering what you think about this. the cable machines, because those have a range of motion. Like probably the most popular machines are the ones you use for back, like the lat pull down or the rowing machine, those with the cables.
Yeah.
Also, cable flies are a popular exercise. What do you think about the cables? Because that is a, it's a restricted motion, but not completely restricted. Like, it's somewhere in the middle.
They're like a hybrid. So they follow the principles of the machine, right? Machines, regular machines, like they have a stack of weights. As a stack of weights lifts up, whatever movement it takes to lift the stack of weights up is hard. So if you're pulling down does it, then that, you know, so there's a certain range of motion. You're limited in your range, but you have more freedom than with most machines. So they are, I love the cable. Yeah. I love the cables that allow you to adjust the height, because certain movements like rows are hard to do with dumbbells. Yeah. For some people, it's just tough. Certain movements, well, you can't do a
lateral pull down. Well,
yeah,
you have to position your body weird.
Exactly. Like, so the cable machines allow you to do certain exercises in a standing posture that you can't do as well.
Or seated.
You can't do as well with dumbbells. So I definitely like the cable machine where you can adjust where you set the kind of that point where you're pulling from. So yeah, it's somewhere in the middle. Like, it's not quite like free weights, because it's still restricted to some extent, but it's not like a machine, because there is a good deal of freedom on those machines. So I love the, you know, I tend to, when I'm working with a client, I stay around that area and I just use free weights and the machine.
It's like almost any exercise that you can do with a machine, you can do with cables, right?
Yeah, pretty
so
much, yeah.
I almost always prefer that the cable, because of that little extra thing. So that's my personal choice.
You're working your stabilizers with the cable. Absolutely, you have to.
So
it does give you.
I prefer to use the cables over just the straight machines. Yeah. And also the advantage of, remember we talked about the drop sets. You can do those with the cables as well. So it gets you a little bit of the best of both worlds.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So yeah, I mean, that's it. Like I said, is a common question. I think for anyone who's a veteran in the gym probably knows most of these.
I can think of one con for using the machines.
What?
You look like a noob.
I don't know. I saw a pretty big guy yesterday who had the thing stacked like to the heaviest
possible. Maybe he was a noob.
Okay. you come to the gym and tell him. You tell him that.
I certainly will not be doing
with
that.
With 250 pounds stacked on the machines. So, yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's it. If you have any questions or thoughts, or you have any ideas that we didn't cover, you know, feel free to leave it in the comments or tweet it to us. All of our social media is on our website, thegymwits.com. And that's it. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Gymwits.